All right. As you can see, we got a picture up there of Nicoletta and her almost brand new husband, Dave Eaton. And Dave has just gone through a real ordeal. He has just gone through the crucible and now officially is a Marine. So. Matter of fact, Dave, we'll just let you come on up here for a minute. And it is a tremendous thing to become a Marine. And you know, my dad was in the Army, and all the branches of service are special, but they sometimes ask a little bit more of the Marines, and we're all aware they're the first ones in and the last ones to leave. And it is a brotherhood, and when you make it through that maybe extra tough boot camp. You know, every Marine I've ever met tells you he's a Marine. And it's a brotherhood that's not left. It's kind of like Christianity, isn't it? Those of us who have given our hearts to Christ, we didn't pay the price, but he did. And we're grateful for each other, and we're glad you're here with Nicoletta. And there's a picture of you when you met up together, but after your ordeal. But why don't you just you asked if you could say a few words, and so why don't you go ahead?
Well, I was just gonna say just what God has meant to me through this whole process. Just as soon as I got there, it was tough. It was. I mean, you feel alone. You feel like you're just by yourself. There's as soon as we got there, there was, oh man, probably I think it was like 94 to start off with in my platoon, and I mean by the end we had 87, so we dropped a couple guys. But you sit there, and as soon as you get there, and you just feel alone. You feel by yourself, and you kind of feel that way for the first 3 weeks. No matter, you know, you go to church, you get to the services, and it definitely heals your heart each time that you go. And you know, the more times that you get along, the more weeks that you get along, it gets a little bit easier. Not really the physical aspect of it, but just the healing, not feeling so alone. You start, you know, like you were saying, you start becoming more of a brotherhood. You start having more bonds with some of the guys in your platoon. I just kind of wanted to say just how much God meant to me. Like I was saying, you kind of go to church service and it really heals your heart. One of the biggest things that really got me through it was a couple years ago, I had a buddy that died in a car wreck. And he was my long, you know, childhood friend, and we literally grew up together, and one of his favorite hymns was "It Is Well With My Soul." And the very first week that I got there, the last song that was played was "It Is Well." So I kind of sat there and I was like, okay, God's with me, God's got me. He, you know, my buddy Ryan, he's watching over me, everything's good. And like I said, you kind of go through the process. It's hard. It's really, you know, it takes a lot out of you. And the really cool thing about the song was it was played the very first week, and the very last week when you sit there and you're in your service alphas, you're sitting there, and the song was played again as the last song on the last week that I was there. And it really showed me just how much God was there, and, you know, how hard it was at night to be away from your wife, to be away from your family. You sit there and you contemplate, man, why am I even here? But when you finally get to the end, you sit there, you take a look back, and you sit there and you realize God was there the whole time, and God was carrying me through. So,
and I'm sure you prayed and had people pray that it would go easy, but they probably still kept yelling at you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yelling
at us. Isn't it funny that God doesn't answer those prayers? But yeah. It is kind of neat that God always goes ahead and does little things that sometimes people would say, well, that's no big deal. But to us, we recognize it's just a little message from God where he's saying, I'm with you. Well, we are glad to have you back, and we're proud of you.
Thank you.